The Articles of Faith, Elder Almasan, Almasan, Conference Report, October 1968, pages 131-133. My brethren and sisters, I appreciate the privilege of saying a word this afternoon. Wentworth Letter, more than a century ago, the excitement about religion in the United States probably reached its highest point. It was during these days of agitation and conflict that the editor of the Chicago Democrat, John Wentworth, asked Joseph Smith, the prophet, for a statement of his religious beliefs. The prophet's reply on March 1, 1842, included the now famous Articles of Faith. There are 13, each one expressing a belief of the newly organized church. They have now become the official expression of Mormon doctrine. We know little about the immediate influence of the Wentworth letter, but we do know that today thousands have read and pondered these declarations of faith. Many have examined and believed them, for they are in harmony with the Holy Bible. They reach into the heart of sectarianism, they deny the creeds of the Mother Church, and they strike hard at all established creeds. When the prophet summarized the claims of the church, he carefully avoided a dogmatic style. All in all, it is a magnificent and friendly appeal to an honest and conscientious seeker after truth. First Article of Faith. In the first article, Joseph Smith resurrects the true concept of the Godhead. It was a challenge in his day. It is still a challenge. He left no room for dispute over this important and fundamental doctrine. We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. This definition of God is understandable without prolonged and tedious discussion. It reaffirms the teachings of Genesis that man is created in the image of his Maker. The vague and confused notions of deity during the past centuries have robbed people of God's reality. A new revelation of the Godhead, such as Joseph Smith gave the world, is the only solution to the religious misunderstanding that exists throughout Christendom. Jesus made this clear when he said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Second article. In the second article, the prophet states that men will be punished for their own sins, and not for Adam's transgression. It was a revolutionary thought when it was given 126 years ago. Man is not born in sin, as is taught by many churches in Christendom. Man is a child of God and had an existence before his sojourn in mortality. He came to the earth pure and sinless. To claim otherwise is to attribute the capacity for sin to one who does not know right from wrong. Man is precious in the sight of God. I quote from Psalms 8:4-5. What is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou decidest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Man and God are of the same race, said President Bruce R. McConkie. Man's destiny is godlike, for he has the opportunity to reach the heights of a glorious exaltation. The restored church is the most important thing in the universe, for it points the way to eternal salvation and exaltation in God's kingdom. A great document. I have always regarded the Articles of Faith submitted by the prophet Joseph Smith as a great document. They cover in a brief way the fundamental beliefs of the church. They do not antagonize. The style and wording are full of appeal, especially to those who are familiar with Bible teaching. The language is simple and direct and is readily understood by the ordinary reader. The reader is not confused in his investigation, nor led away from the doctrinal teachings of the apostles in the meridian of time. The Articles of Faith bring to light the doctrines and standards set forth so plainly in the Holy Scriptures. There is a tone of authority and certainty in each one that is most impressive. Article 6. I quote Article 6. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, viz., apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, etc. Who can read that declaration without calling to mind the 12 apostles commissioned and sent forth by the Savior? There are no apostles today in any Christian church except those who are serving in the restored church. It would be exceedingly difficult to present a better introduction to the gospel message than those presented by the prophet in the Wentworth letter. Salvation defined. The Articles of Faith define salvation and introduce a plan by which mankind may be saved and brought back into God's presence. The problem of salvation, as you know, has split Christianity into many sects. Salvation means continuous progress and growth. The third article of faith is a concise explanation of its meaning. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved, by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. There is nothing shallow or narrow in universal salvation. Through the grace of Christ, man must progress according to law. He must be obedient unto the law and strive step by step to obtain the reward. In this striving, free agency is paramount, and all necessary ordinances must be complied with. Revelation. I read Article 9. We believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Revelation is the rock upon which the true church is founded. It is the source of Christ's gospel. It is the rock referred to by Jesus Christ when He said to Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The prophets, ancient and modern, drank deeply from the fountainhead. By doing so they were refreshed and satisfied. Ralph Waldo Emerson is reported to have said, "We ought to have a religion of revelation to use, and not the history of one, true index to beliefs." In summary, may I say, for more than a century the Church has strictly followed the articles of faith. There has never been a revision of, an amendment to, or a deviation from these declarations of belief. They are true and will stand forever. It is well to remember that the Church has forged ahead for more than 138 years, regardless of persecution, mobbings, drivings, and the hostility from many sources. The work has moved forward. It has never faced a setback. The gospel of Jesus Christ is consistent and reasonable. Its aim and mission is to give every individual a chance to accept or reject it. The gospel message will be heard by all of God's children, whether living or dead. I testify, brethren and sisters, that the 13 articles of faith are true and that they are an index to the beliefs of the Latter-day Saints. May we believe them, and may we introduce into our lives the saving principles of life and salvation. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.